Relief from suffering can only be found through the convergence of prayer and science. Pope Benedict XVI told over 30,000 people gathered in St. Peter's Square that Padre Pio's greatest gift to the world was the humanization of medicine. Emer McCarthy has this report.
They came from every corner of the world Saturday to St. Peter's Square. 30,000 pilgrims, a representation of the millions who take part in parish prayer groups, inspired by the life and example of the Italian Capuchin friar, St. Pio, to celebrate the founding of his home for the care of the sick.
Oggi siete venuti numerosi in occasione del 50° anniversario di la Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza.
Pope Benedict XVI joined the crowd on the square at the end of Mass, celebrated by Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone. There he told them that prayer and scientific research go hand in hand in caring for the sick. This, said Pope Benedict, was the idea that inspired St. Pio to erect his home for the sick and suffering in San Giovanni Rotondo, so the ailing would be cared for, both body and soul.
Questa era l'idea del fondatore, che va sempre tenuta ben presente e fatta propria da tutti coloro che operano nell'ospedale.
This form of loving charity in hospital care, affirmed the Holy Father, is the most important lesson that Padre Pio taught us, and all those who care for the sick today should keep it firmly in mind.
Desidero lasciarvi con il mio grazie sincero per il sostegno che mi date con la vostra preghiera.
Pope Benedict then turned his attention to the great network of Padre Pio prayer groups, of which there are over 3,000 throughout the world. The Holy Father said these prayer groups play a fundamental role in St. Pio's mission, representing a veritable army of intercessors praying to obtain graces necessary to both the Church and the world.
La preghiera è strada sicura.
In his homily, Cardinal Bertone highlighted that St. Pio was a man who often described himself as just a humble friar who prays. This, said the Cardinal, is his living testimony to us today, as represented by the 30,000 people who continue in his example of praying whenever, wherever, with humility, trust, and perseverance. I'm Emer McCarthy.